Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Inman Ebel is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Beverly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We already celebrated her 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that? In her 11th year as a very faithful and important contributor to all the things that we do here in our quest to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Beverly is one of the top communications experts on the planet. She's the author of a number of books, including Talk Is Not Cheap. She's a past president of the National Association of Women Business Owners, NABO, and an international thought leader on women's business. She's our good friend, Beverly Inman Ebel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always, and I appreciate, once again, I appreciate my audience, and I appreciate the time you give us and the thoughts you have. But you've got some, and folks, I told you she was a thought leader, and I that wasn't for nothing that I said that. But Beverly, you're working on a project you're kind of excited about. Tell us about it.
I am. You know, this has been a tough year for many, many people, especially business owners. And, you know, we've
about
seen
about
2 years. It has been, but we have really felt the effects this year. I've been in business for 30 years, and I've never seen it quite like 2009. So, you know, we can get kind of mired down in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, you know, I really strive to be positive, to think of, you know, look for the good in a bad situation. So Friday the 13th is coming up in November, which
yep.
is typically we associate that with what?
Well, bad luck.
Bad luck, right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're turning the table, and at TLC, we are asking all of our clients...
Your company, TLC.
Mm-hmm. We're asking all of our clients and our vendors to send us an email and to tell us something that they're thankful for during this economic downturn, and a tip, something that they've learned that has helped them in business. And we need everybody to contribute those, and the email address is tlc@talklisten.com. And we're collecting these through October the 21st.
Now, so you want people to send you things that are not talking about lucky things or unlucky things, right? You're talking about
just things they're thankful for.
Just things you're thankful for, ladies and gentlemen. And that's tlc@talklisten.com.
Yes.
And get them in by October the 20th?
21st. Close of business, 21st. So y'all out in California, that's close of business
right.
for you.
So that's
actually,
about 10,
that's still midnight.
That's about 10 days. About 10 days from now.
Right.
And so so give us some examples of what somebody might be thinking about.
Oh, there's been precious things coming in. A lot of small business owners are saying that they're thankful for their customers. That have remained loyal to.
Well, I hope that's number one.
Yeah, even though they've cut back, that those customers haven't gone away.
Yeah.
That they're thankful that they've given service, that they've really focused on providing service to customers. And they're thankful for that because that's why their loyal customers are coming back to them. We've had several people who work in business, don't own a business, so these are your employees, listeners,
mm-hmm.
okay? Who have said they're thankful they have a job.
Right.
Now, you know, a few years ago, we weren't hearing much of that. But
right.
people, you know, are being thankful, you know, that
we went through we've gone through a period of time here in America where having a job was something you took for granted for a lot of folks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they're doing that anymore.
I don't. According
I think
to the information we're
sailed.
Getting in. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a big deal. So,
you know, there's something. When you've lived as long as I have, Bev, you're so much younger than I am. But when you've lived as long as I have, you start to realize that with every negative thing that happens or what you perceive as negative, you know, there are some things that that there are some things that you can take away that are positive from anything. I'll give you an example. I moderated a panel last week in New York City for the Wall Street Journal and the Hyatt Corporation, and I was talking to the audience about, as bad as 2009, and they all said that 2009 was not a fun year for them. But I asked them, I said, how many of you have done things this year because of the circumstances of 2009 that you wouldn't have done without these circumstances, and it's going to turn out to be one of the best things that's ever happened to you? You'd be amazed how many raise their hands.
Yeah.
If they'd not gotten had that kick in the rear end, or whatever it took, that jolt, or that that reality check, they wouldn't have taken the steps that they took, and they wouldn't have done something that, as it turns out, could be the best thing to happen to them. And so, is it possible, that we could look back and say, some people could look back. I know this sounds crazy, folks. If you're out of a job, if you're, if you got financial troubles like a lot of people do, I know this is cold comfort, but some people are going to look back and say, thank God for 2009.
Well, it's usually change, and let's face it, the majority of us don't necessarily go looking for change.
Two-thirds of all humans, this research shows, two-thirds of humans, abhor change.
Right. So, we're going to keep doing what we've been doing unless it's forced upon us, and this economic crisis that we've been through, and it's not just this country. As you said earlier,
right,
I'm very involved internationally. Just got back from a conference, a board conference up in Quebec, and everybody's feeling the pinch. But because of this, we are doing business differently. And one of the things I've noticed is we're really focusing on relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an investment that once you make, it stays. We've got to do that. I got a call. I'm a small business, and I got an opportunity to work for a company that's not too far from me. So I go over and I have this great meeting, and I think it goes well. And then I get an email from the HR guy that says, well, I've talked to the president of our corporate headquarters, and we need you to come up to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on our sales budget that we have, that was a big deal, but mm-hmm. I did not hesitate, and I sent days that I could go up there. So last Monday, I'm waking up at 2:50, I'm catching a shuttle and a plane, and the bottom end is, I got the job.
Wow.
I won the contract, mm-hmm. and I sit and I think, okay, if things had been going well, and if we weren't so hungry, would I have jumped on that plane as
mm-hmm.
quickly and as readily?
Yep. You got to look at those things, and that's another reason not to wish your life away, ladies and gentlemen. As much as 2009 is a challenge in a lot of ways, can't wish our life away. This is the only 2009 we get. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, right back with Beverly Inman Ebel. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff you can do there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. You can listen, you can read. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We got something you can do there. Don't forget you can ask questions and get answers at askjim.biz right off the homepage. My blog is there too. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can check me out there at Jim Blassingame. Beverly Inman Ebel is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Talk Is Not Cheap, among other books. And the website is talklisten.com, right, Bev?
Correct.
And so we're talking about this what'd you say?
Thankful
13th. I couldn't get
we're
that.
We're taking November
Thankful
Friday
13th.
The 13th.
Yeah. You know what? The thing about... You won't be surprised to hear this. I'm kind of, that I never use the word normal, right? Because there's nothing normal about my life, and so the closest I get is regular. And so I'm kind of out of sync with a lot of things. And here's a good example. I've never had a problem with Friday the 13th. It's always been Saturday the 14th.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm serious. I skate right through the 13th, no problem. Friday the 14th hits me. You know, if something's going to happen, it's going to happen on a Saturday. See, I'm always like a day out of sync with everything.
That's because you put so much energy into being positive on the unlucky day that you're worn out by the next day.
I knew I'd feel better when I talked to you, Beverly. I knew you. I knew I could count on you. So thankful 13th, folks, is what we're working on. And you've been getting these. This is a. These are. Beverly wants you to send in to her to this email address. She's going to give you in a second. Why you're thankful. And, you know, all the things you could be your children, your grandchildren, your job, your health, you know, your relationships, your friendships, whatever it may be. Right, Bev?
That's right. And this is going out to anybody in business. So we're not going out to, you know.
Oh, so Aunt Meanie.
Guy on the street.
You don't want Aunt Meanie to come in. You're just business people, right?
Business people.
Okay,
but you
all right.
Certainly, business people are saying things just like you said. So we want you to go to TLC at talklisten.com between now and through the 21st.
Yeah.
And tell us two things. Things that you're thankful for during this economic crisis and tips. Tips, things that will help other people, other businesses.
Yeah. And then you're going to vote. You're going to let them vote on this, right? Tell us about
that's
that.
That's right. So on the starting the 26th, if you go to our website, talklisten.com, on the front page up at the top, there's going to be a button, a click, and it'll say Thankful 13th. And when you click it, it's going to take you to a survey, and we want you to vote on your favorite one. And then on Friday the 13th, we are going to post the top 13 things that people were thankful for.
And you're going to actually release that information on my show, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
So we'll be back here on the 13th of November to talk about this again. I think this is really important, Beverly. I'm so glad you're doing this because I have, you know, I've had to do this. I'm a small business owner like my audience. I've had, there's nothing they've gone through that I haven't gone through, basically. I'm talking about all the lows and many of the highs. But whenever my world feels like it's crashing down around me, I go through this game. I go through this little exercise. And one of the main things I do, and I've said this before on the show, is whenever I think I'm not going to make it, you know, whenever things are crashing down around me, I check on my children. If they're okay, I say, you know what, nothing else matters.
Right.
And anything else is in, you know, it's just stuff. It's just stuff. As long as the kids are okay.
Well, one of the things that I'm thankful for is I'm thankful I'm a small business owner.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that because if it's to be, it's up to me.
Mm-hmm. Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead.
If it is to be, it is up to me. So when things get really rough, when I get hungry enough, I can do something different. I can I can go in a different direction, and I can do it in a heartbeat. And I'm very thankful for that.
Have you already gotten in some things?
Oh yes, yes, we have.
You got any examples you want to share?
Well, yeah, I want to share some of the tips that we've got.
Go ahead.
I think,
go ahead.
You know, one of the things that people have said tip wise is that to invest in your people, and if you can't invest money wise in your people, in your employees, to invest in them in ways that will keep the loyalty once the economic situation improves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's just fabulous.
Yep.
Other people have said things like, I remember one in particular because I'm familiar with the Lean program.
Yep.
It was evidently a manufacturing company, but they said going through that process and learning, you know, how to make use the best processes.
Right. Lean is an offshoot of quality control.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And they were thankful for that. We had one kind, wonderful soul that said that their tip was that everybody should call TLC and do training because it really makes a positive difference. I'm going to put that one in.
No shameful self-promotion here.
Right, no.
Shameless self-promotion. Go ahead.
As these tips are coming in and these thankful things are coming in, you know, in the very beginning, I was striving to write a personal email back to everybody thanking them, and they're starting to come in faster
now. They're flooding now, so you might have to get some help on this, Beverly.
Well, yes, but...
TLC at talklisten.com. That's where you send your thing you're thankful for and your tips by the 21st of October, and then on the 13th, and you can vote on them on the 26th of October, which one's your best, And we're going to release those on this show on the 13th of November, right?
Right.
Thanks, Beverly. Good job.
Thank you.
We'll see you. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.